Catherine invited Nelson to dinner. The previous semester, she had been a student in Nelson's grammar class, but she had to drop the class because her son Kendall was having a problem in school. The problem was that he wasn't studying. Catherine had decided that Kendall needed more motivation. She provided that motivation by watching him like a hawk. She also restricted his use of his Game Boy. He was allowed to play the computer game only on weekends. Nelson was getting to be an old man. He had been teaching various subjects for over 30 years. He could have retired several years ago, but he loved teaching. He said his students gave him something to look forward to every day. He said he planned to teach until he dropped dead in the classroom. Nelson accepted Catherine's invitation. He decided to take a little gift to Catherine to show his gratitude for the invitation. But he couldn't think of what would be appropriate. Opening his kitchen cabinet, he found a perfect gift, an unopened box of tea. In a kitchen drawer, he found some fresh-looking wrapping paper. He wrapped up the box of tea expertly. Friday evening, he drove over to Catherine's and rang the doorbell. Once inside, he presented his gift. Catherine made a funny face. She said she loved the wrapping paper. Then she unwrapped the tea and made another funny face. She said, "Nelson, I gave this tea to you when I dropped out last semester, and I wrapped it in this paper." Nelson gulped. His face turned a little red. He told himself he had better remember to actually buy gifts in the future. He apologized to Catherine. She smiled and said, "It's okay. It's the thought that counts, yes? And I really like this tea."